I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, you have made it. It is hump day. Put a smile on your face. And there's so much to smile about from last night. Here's what's on tap for tonight. Last night was Super Tuesday, and no, there was no suspense in the whole Trump-Nikki Haley primary, but there were many things that happened last night during the primary, things that we should feel great about and things we should feel terrible about, and we're going to talk about the good and the bad. In fact, I'll get to all that in a minute. We'll discuss that. We'll discuss a problem for the Biden campaign, a big problem. Why are people resigning, not running for re-election from the Senate? We are obviously going to discuss the gigantic spending bill, illegal immigration, and the National Guard heading to the New York subway. All that, so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let me begin here before I get into the various emails, good and bad, the various stories, good and bad, from last night on Super Tuesday. Let me explain something you already know, but I need this reminder. So when I need reminders, I assume you do too. So this is a reminder I need. We have many battles to fight. I have told you many times before that I will personalize these things because I love the country. I genuinely care. I know you care. We really care. And so when we have a bad night, when something bad happens, I will take it hard sometimes. Now, it's not like I'm suicidal or something like that. I'm too depressed. But when Ohio recently, that was one of the biggest ones that happened recently, when Ohio enshrined into law that abortion is just the law of the land there, when red Ohio, when we couldn't stop that, I told you, I came on the air the next day, and I was honest with you. I had 5 minutes that night. It was just 5 minutes, but I had 5 minutes that night. I wanted to retire. I'm not kidding. I didn't want to talk politics anymore. I'm done with this crap. We don't care. Like, so I am prone to briefly take losses hard and celebrate wins hard. Now, it's brief, and I'm not crying or anything, but I get frustrated from time to time. So I always need to remind myself, therefore I'll remind you, that we have a million battles to fight, and we will never stop. We will never get to a moment where we can look around and say, whew, we have done our duty, we have saved the country, the communists are defeated, I am going to go home and just sit out politics now. We will never get there. Every moment you live, there will be a political, cultural battle to fight in this country. And we have got to understand and accept that there will be many, many wins. We had many wins last night, things we can feel good about. And there are going to be many, many losses. We are going to have rough nights, rough races. That's going to be our lot in life. Generally, it's a mixed bag. You get some wins, you get some losses. In the end, if we want to save this country, we're going to need more wins than losses. But that's just a reminder that I need. It's never just one race. Don't ever put all your heart into one race, one referendum, one primary, one general election, president, senate. Don't ever do that to yourself. You're only setting yourself up for misery. You're setting yourself up to retire. All right, so let's discuss last night. The good, the bad, everything. Well, here's a few emails to lay it all out, how different things went, depending on where you were. Jesse, I'm 31 years old. I live in Middle Tennessee. I vote in every election. I got to my polling place today around 4. It's usually packed at that time during presidential elections. If it hadn't been for my mother-in-law talking to me, I would have been in and out in less than 10 minutes. I just wanted to let you know that even here in God's country, the primary turnout sucks. Okay, that's bad. And we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a moment. But remember, it's not all bad. I got this one. Jesse, you truly helped our school and all of our kids in our small community. Your call for anti-commie activism helped us remove the shrew closet commie elementary school principal at my daughter's school. She will be replaced by one that represents our core family values. You can say my name, brother. His name is Brett. Okay, that's beyond great. Beyond great. We'll come back to that. Jesse. She goes on to talk about one of our sheriff's candidates is holding a meet and greet at a local coffee shop. I talked myself out of going. Then she said, last night our 18-year-old daughter told me this candidate took time to explain to her some of the bad changes he's seen. Saturday morning, her and her husband, keep it short, her name is Nancy, her and her husband are going to get up this Saturday morning and they're going to go down and meet somebody who wants to be their sheriff. Okay, so where am I going with all this? Why the emails? Why the this? Okay, well, let's lead with the bad, because then we'll make ourselves feel better with the good. The bad from last night. In the House of Representatives, the United States House of Representatives, remember, they're all up for re-election this year. Every one of them. Every one of them. We had primaries last night for many, 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 many of the low-T, spineless losers in the GOP and the House of Representatives. And we didn't defeat even one of them in the primary. Now, I should put a big disclaimer on that. Tony Gonzalez is a useless rhino Republican. I'm sorry. He pretends to be in Texas. And Brandon Herrera, he's this upstart guy, Second Amendment guy, challenged him and looks like they're going to go to a runoff. And Brandon Herrera probably will win that runoff from what I understand, maybe. So we may have gotten one in the future last night, but overall, look, there's lots of good. We'll get to that, but let's have a talk. Our performance last night was embarrassing. Embarrassing. I'm not talking about you. I know you were out. I know you were involved. I know you were. I'm not talking about you specifically, but the right as a whole, our performance is beyond embarrassing. Why can we not get out and get involved and remove the losers who are killing us? The average Republican will complain without end about the border and the spending and the FBI, the this and the that, the complain, 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 complain. And the average Republican will also complain about Republican traitors in the House of Representatives and the Senate. Oh, can you believe this Republican? He did us wrong. Can you believe this Republican? He worked with Democrats. Can you believe this Republican? He impeached Donald Trump. And then primary day rolls around and the average Republican can't find the basketball game fast enough on television. Did you vote today? What? Vote? Huh? Primary? I mean, I guess maybe I will. Let me see who's on Fox News. I'll go vote for the guy on Fox News. Herb, we're voting for Lindsey Graham again, right? Can't stand it. The loser who sits at home during the primary, or I don't know what's worse, that dork or the dork who shows up and votes for the incumbent who's been screwing us for 20 years. I don't know which is worse. I really don't. Lazy, stupid, useless. We have a primary voter problem in the GOP, and it's a big problem, and it drives me crazy. We could have remade our majority in the House of Representatives last night, could have been remade. We couldn't get rid of one. I say that knowing that Tony Gonzalez hopefully is gone, but as far as last night goes, we couldn't get rid of a single one. These guys, and you know, this is what happened. This is what drives me crazy. When people will look at Congress, and Congress will screw us over a million times. They're doing it right now with this big spending bill, and we're going to get to that in a little bit. They'll screw us and screw us and screw us, and they'll look at each other, the average Republican, they'll look at each other, and they say, well, why do they keep doing this? Why don't they share my values? Why are they against us? Because you keep sending them back. the average Republican swamp dork, from Mitch McConnell to Tony Gonzalez and Mitt Romney, everyone in between. You know what they are? I hate all those guys and all the losers, but you know what? I want to give them credit for something. They deserve all the credit in the world. Mitch McConnell and the Romneys and everything else. You know what they deserve credit for? They know exactly who their voters are. And they know exactly, more specifically, they know exactly how uncommitted the average Republican voter is to actually making changes. Stupid, lazy, useless. And again, I'm just ranting. I know this does not apply to you. I know you're informed. I know you're involved. And we're going to get to the good because there was some really, really great things that we did do last night. But the House of Representatives, they're meeting right now. They're, of course, going to pass another massive funding bill as we about hit $35 trillion in debt. And Republicans will rage about that. How could they do this? How could they do this? They do this because you're too stupid and lazy and useless to get up off your butt and go do something about the problem. And those of us who are, and that applies to you, those of us who are frustrated that we don't have more help from you. Wake up. All right? All right, that was the bad. There was a lot of good, though. You ready for some good? I certainly am. I got my blood pressure up, but I'm calm again now. What, Chris? I'm totally calm. You know what else calms my blood pressure? Can't believe it. It's true. The friggin' dog. Fred, last night, we got this prayer board for the house because we want to try to be better about praying, which we're not good at. And so we gather around and we're reading on the prayer board and everyone bows their head as a family to pray. Only the prayer keeps getting interrupted because Fred feels that something's happening and he's not involved, so he charges into the prayer circle and starts bumping everyone's hand as we're sitting there praying, looking for attention from people. That's the kind of dog I have. He's an idiot, and I love him. And we give him rough greens because we want him to stay alive for so long. American dogs, our dogs, all the dogs I've ever owned, they die before they should. They die early because we don't give them real nutrition. They never get vitamins and minerals and digestive enzymes because we give them dog food. And we think we give them nutrition, but we don't. Dog food's dead. Pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. Keep your dog alive. Roughgreens.com/Jesse gets you a free jumpstart trial bag. Or call 833-33-MY-DOG. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That was the bad from last night. That was the bad from Super Tuesday. Let's focus on some good. First, I guess we might as well hit the high points. Nikki Haley's officially hanging it up.
I am filled with the gratitude for the outpouring of support we've received from all across our great country.
She definitely didn't get any support from this woman.
I would vote for a woman, and especially, you know, Nikki Haley, I'm just going to say this. She's probably menopausal. We don't need that.
All right, so Nikki Haley dropped out, and that lady's not voting for her anyway because she's menopausal. All right, so that's a good thing. Let me read this email again to you. Jesse, you truly helped our school and all of our kids in our small community. Your call for anti-commie activism helped us remove the closet commie elementary school principal at my daughter's school. She will be replaced by one that represents our core family values. First, I didn't do anything. Nothing. You did the work. There are so many of those stories from last night that are out there, and they won't get any headlines, and they won't get talked about because they're viewed as small or insignificant, and they're not sexy. It's hard to make people care. You know, everyone wants to come on here. Let's just talk about Senator this and Trump that, but we won so many critical local elections last night and state elections last night. Did we drop the ball on the House? No question about it. But you are becoming more active. I am becoming more active, and we are beginning to slowly but surely take back our communities and our states, and we did good things last night. Be proud of what we did, state and local. Nationally, it was a disaster. Set that aside. Let me just discuss something that most people will not really grasp. Texas's state legislature. This is going to apply to everyone. Just stay with me. Texas's state legislature, obviously, it's a bunch of Republicans. It's Texas, after all. So it's thought of as being really right-wing. But like most red states, it's not. It's actually full of a bunch of low-T losers. And they did two hugely damaging things to them just recently. Here's the two things the Texas Rhino GOP did. First, they voted against school choice, the most basic right-wing position out there, one supported by everybody. You had a bunch of Republicans vote against school choice. That's one. Two, they tried a coup against our very popular and rock-solid AG Ken Paxton. They tried to impeach him. They failed because it was a bunch of garbage. Well, they had primaries last night, too. And again, it didn't make national news, right? It's just the Texas state legislature. You're not sitting there staying up all night in Manhattan looking at the Texas state legislature results. You don't care. But a lot of dirtball rhinos got bounced last night from the state legislature. A lot of them. And others are forced into runoffs, including the Texas Speaker of the House. He got himself, because he was involved in all that crap too, he now has to go to a runoff which he very well may lose. Now, maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, I don't care. I'm not even in Texas. It's not about Texas. That tells you activism is beginning in red states. In a revamped red state GOP is critical to saving this country. Critical to saving some semblance of a way of life for you, for me, for everybody. It is everything. And if one state last night began that process, it will bleed over into other states. Our activism will bleed out. Courage and cowardice have this in common. They are both contagious. As the normal person on the ground gets active, gets involved, challenges these dirt balls, we will slowly but surely remake the low-T GOP into being the anti-communists we need. It is a slow process. We are going to fail a million times like we did in the House of Representatives last night. But legally and locally, we had school board wins. We had great rhino bouncing wins. We did great things at the local and state level last night. Remember, we're a lot of years behind the communists when it comes to political activism. It's been their religion for the longest time. It's all they've ever known. I hate America. America sucks. How do I burn it down? That was ingrained in most of these Democrats since the time they were children. It's what they've worshipped, the destruction of the country. You're brand new to political activism. I'm brand new to political activism. Now, I realize I've been doing it for some years now, but still, that's a baby. I'm a baby in political activism compared to some 60-year-old Democrat who was marching in the streets for her whole life. We are just beginning to become professionals. We're learning, but we are winning battles. We are winning battles, so put a smile on your face. I'll talk about a couple other things, good and bad, that happened last night. I want to address a ridiculous story about the National Guard first, though. Let me get to that. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Don't forget, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. I actually can't believe how big that Medal of Honor Monday thing we did Monday on Saipan was. We still get so many emails about this. Check this one out. We'll get to, well, the National Guard in New York here in a moment. Before we do that, let's do this one real quick. Hey, Jesse, I was listening to the background you did on Monday about Saipan. My dad, long deceased, used to tell me he was on Saipan in World War II. He was with the Seabees. He never talked much about what he did in the war, but one time he did tell me about running a machine gun on Saipan, and the Japanese kept coming, and he kept shooting, and he said the only reason he was alive today is because the gun never jammed. The background you did on Monday allowed me to put some historical connection to what he said. In my research, I thought the Seabees were the guys who came in after an island was secured to build barracks and airfields, and they didn't see action. My dad was not one to embellish his war exploits, so I'm looking for more information on this. Do you know any more about this? Says his name is Tom. Thanks for keeping all this alive. He says, love the show. Okay, let me explain one more thing on this Saipan thing. First of all, the Seabees. The Seabees were and are pretty much what you said, construction crew, military construction crew, building airfields, roads, carving that stuff up. However, the Seabees got shot at and killed all the time. You see, the Seabees didn't wait until everything was pacified and secured. They had to go in and begin building an airfield. Now, like on Saipan, as I described, they had to take Saipan's airfield before they could take the rest of the island because they needed to use that airfield to launch our planes to help defeat the rest of the island. No, the Seabees were not just a bunch of construction workers out there in this, just safely building an airfield and sunning themselves. They would get shot at. We talked about Korea before. Go look up the Seabees and what they did in Korea. It's crazy. You'd be sitting there in a backhoe trying to clear stuff out, and you just get shot in the face. And the next guy would have to run up and hop in the same seat where you just got shot in the face and go try to... Seabees had to do crazy stuff. And to recap what I was trying to explain on Monday was... they got through the lines. When they did that last big bonsai charge and the largest one in history, they got past the lines of infantry. Your infantrymen, your riflemen, those are the ones up on the front line. The guys in the back are not necessarily even trained for that. That's where your hospital personnel will be, your Seabees, all your support personnel. Now, yes, they know how to use a weapon, but not near like an infantry guy does. Well, the Japanese made it past the lines. If you were a Seabee, it's time to grab a weapon, Jack, or die. Your father, I hope you're listening right now, your father was probably a freaking lion who stacked bodies to save himself and his buddies that day. Seabee. Now, and I like the Seabees. I'm not trying to dog on them. He was more than a Seabee, though. They all were back then. They all were. It was awesome. They still are. I love Seabees. Anyway. Let's just talk something really quickly. There's a story, it's nationwide today, that Kathy Hochul is bringing in the National Guard to patrol the New York subway. So much violence, so many rapes and murders and assaults. It's really, really bad that they're bringing in the National Guard. I want to get back to last night's primary stuff, and I'm going to get to the spending bill, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. I'm just going to say... the National Guard, yes, there's flexibility in what they're able to do. They certainly have flexibility. And again, every National Guard's different. The training is different. Different commanders are capable. We'll set that aside for a moment. But let me explain something to everybody. When you picture the National Guard, especially as a civilian type, you picture the Army, right? The Marines. Hey, they're in uniform and they have machine guns and stuff like that. The National Guard is not just some plaything you get to use whenever you feel like you want to use them.
and they're not even trained for these things. The National Guard is not trained to secure the freaking New York subway. They're not trained to fight off a hobo with a heroin needle. And if you ask these poor guys, men and women in the National Guard, to go in and secure the New York subway, you and I both know the rules of engagement they're going to be under. If they even have full magazines, if they even have magazines with live rounds in them, I'll be shocked. Chris, write that one down. I'll be shocked if they have magazines with actual rounds of ammo in it. It'll be a bunch of show. They won't have the authority to do anything, and you're just going to get them hurt. Yet another political gimmick, because Democrats are all communists, and because they want to pretend like they care about crime, but really they don't care about crime. They don't care about illegal immigration. They know they have to pretend so Norm doesn't wake up, but they don't actually care. In fact, time to get you a state job, baby.
Can you send some of the migrants up here? We need them. I hear this in every corner of the state.
Governor Kathy Hochul's administration recently agreed to a proposal that could make it easier for migrants to get temporary jobs in state government. Approved earlier this month, the Civil Service Commission is working with agencies to implement the changes, which include dropping typical application requirements like proof of a high school diploma or proficiency in English.
I have 10,000 openings in the New York State workforce, from our operations to SUNY.
Yeah, you got it. So she knows she has to talk out of both sides of her mouth. Hey, illegals, here's a free job. Hey, we can't handle all these illegals. This is crazy. Hey, illegals, how about a New York paycheck? Anyway, they have to pretend to care about crime in the same way. No, I'm not going to allow the NYPD to actually arrest people and keep them in jail, but we'll bring in the National Guard. All right, let's focus on some other things. There were other good things that happened last night. Joe Biden actually lost one primary last night. American Samoa. I know you don't care about that, neither do I, so we're not going to focus on that. But what you should understand is he lost 19% of Minnesota as well. I'm telling you right now, there is trouble on the horizon for the Democrat coalition. I do worry, and I've shared those concerns with you, that there is trouble on the right in the with the Trump coalition. I am worried. Not desperately worried, but I'm apprehensive, I guess I should say, that the whole coalition can come back together. But Democrats still have the same problem, and their problem might be worse. Joe Biden, and really it's the Israel-Hamas thing that's causing this, Joe Biden cannot possibly hold the coalition together. How many is he going to lose? Is he going to lose enough to lose the election? He might. But Joe Biden has a serious Democrat coalition problem. The sitting president of the United States of America, he doesn't lose 19% of Democrat votes. That's not a thing that happens. People are angry. How angry? I don't know. Look, we're not going to know how angry. Because we don't know, are these Democrats out there just doing a protest vote because it's primary season? Hey, Joe, I'm really mad. But then they're all going to come home, as they often do in the general, to vote more against the Republican for Joe Biden. I don't know. And I've shared these same concerns about Trump. I don't know. I don't know why it's still 30-40% of Republicans voting for Nikki Haley in these primaries. And I realize she's gone now. And I understand. You don't have to yell at me. I understand about the open primaries where Democrats cross over. I get that. Still, it surprises me, especially after DeSantis got out, that it's 30%, we'll call it. Let's build in. We'll build in many Democrats coming over, even if it's just 20%. That's a high number. Are they going to come home for the general? That's a question I will not know and you will not know. We're not going to know. Are they going to come home? I don't know. We'll see. Are Biden's going to come home? Now, let's talk about this leadership race. And we're going to talk about Arizona and resigning and how out of touch these people are. Let's also talk about your T levels. You see, America, doesn't matter how many elections we win, legal, local, national, America cannot remain if we don't have any testosterone. We have lost half of our testosterone in 50 years. Do you understand that? Our testosterone levels are down 50% in 50 years. If that continues, if that even remains there, we simply won't be able to make enough babies to remain a nation. We will not. It is time to begin natural herbal supplements from Chalk. If you're a woman, you need a female vitality stack. It's specially made for you. If you're a dude, a male vitality stack. 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days. It's not like you're just going to have to imagine that you're better. You will feel it. You'll feel it in your mind, in your energy. Mega March discount right now. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Take advantage of it. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Put a smile on your face. Why? Because I'm here. Now, it's not all great news. Chris is also here, but whatever. We're going to survive together. Remember, you can email me, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Right? Let's talk about a couple other goings-ons from last night. Kristen Sinema, senator from Arizona, she's not running again. What does that mean? It means it's going to be this nutball commie Ruben Gallego versus Kari Lake in the Arizona Senate. That has become a critical race we need to win because we must start taking back states like Arizona. They're blue now, so that's something to keep your eye on. Are we going to win? I don't know. It's going to depend on the money, the campaigns they run. I don't know. So there's that. And then there's this. And I'm going to get to the Senate and the spending bills and the leadership, and I'm going to get to all that here in a few. But this is another good thing. Rick Scott, senator from Florida. Is he perfect? Absolutely not. It looks like, though, he is running, going to be running, to try to take over the leadership in the United States Senate. And the good guys never run to be in leadership. He's probably about as good as we can hope for from someone in leadership. So that's a good thing. It's a good thing. At least he's challenging it. All right, and we'll get to the other stuff. But the spending bill stuff is going to get my blood pressure up. So I'm going to calm myself down and do some emails, and then we'll get to that. All right. Oracle, I've never understood why there isn't one primary date instead of multiple. I live in Pennsylvania. Ours is in April. By the time it gets to us, there are no options. Some states aren't until August. Why? I feel like there should just be one primary date for the general election. What are your thoughts? I have always agreed with this, that there should be one primary date, but it's one of those pipe dreams that's never going to happen because the states set their own individual timetable for elections, and we want the states to have the freedom to set their timetable for elections. Look, I agree with you. Look, I'm in Texas. It was over before it ever got to me. Lots of them were, so it was more the down ballot stuff. It was long over before it got to me. I agree with you, there should be one, but it's one of those things, wish in one hand and crap in the other and see which one fills up first. We're never going to get that. Dear Dr. Jesse, by the way, I don't think I should probably say that on the air. Chris, are we going to get in trouble for that one? Oh, probably. Yeah, probably. Anyway, dear Dr. Jesse, I don't understand why Muslims vote left in this country. From my understanding, most, if not all, the countries that have Muslim as their religion are considered right governments. On top of that, they're vehemently opposed to the mutilation of children. This makes no sense to me. Okay. Well, let me explain. First and foremost, demographics. People vote for weird reasons, and they vote oftentimes for reasons that don't make sense to other people who see how they vote. This is a great example of this. American Muslims have traditionally voted Democrat overwhelmingly. The numbers are not even close. They voted Democrat. Why have they voted Democrat? Because, as you pointed out, Democrat Party today, it's the party of child mutilation and tranny stuff. I mean, this is the new Democrat motto.
Why are you gay?
That's what they believe in. So that doesn't jive with Islam. So where's the disconnect? Here's the disconnect. Democrats have traditionally been the ones leading the charge to import gigantic numbers of Muslims into various parts of the country from places like Somalia and Afghanistan and other places like that. In general, on a national level, Democrats have been the more, quote, pro-immigrant party. Because Democrats have hated America for the longest time, they've always wanted to flood it with people who can somehow adjust it in ways they want it adjusted, who will give them more power. Look, if I have 100 people in the room and we're about to have a vote and it's me versus the other guy, and I think only about 30 or 40 of the people in the room are going to vote for me and the other 60 are going to vote for the other guy, well, I have a wonderful solution that takes care of that. I'll just go grab 100 of my friends and bring them in the room too, and then I win the election. It's how Democrats have won many, 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 many elections for a very long time. If the American people who are currently here do not want you to destroy the country, but you want to destroy the country, well, you don't even have to go find someone who wants to destroy the country. You just have to find someone who wants to be a citizen. You hand them citizenship, and they will return that with loyalty to you and your party. Do you remember that illegal, Chris? Maybe you can grab this audio. It's fine if you cannot. It's totally fine if you can't. Do you remember that audio we played you of that illegal who'd come across the border? I forget who did the reporting. And he was talking about how much he loves Joe Biden. And he was being very honest about it. I love Joe Biden. And we played it for you on the show. Those illegals right now filling up the New York public school system, you can get mad about that, and you should get mad about that. The illegals being shipped all over the United States of America, crime, everything, you could get angry about that. But those people, their children will be citizens in the United States of America. And who do you think these people and their children are going to vote for forever?
Would you have tried to do this when Donald Trump was president?
Definitely not.
So did you come here because Joe Biden was elected president?
Basically.
You got it. And so we think we've lied to ourselves about how people vote and why people vote. We think we're going to go to that guy and we're going to say, hey, Pedro, family values, right? I bet you're a Catholic. You're, of course, against all this Democrat tranny stuff, right? And he's going to look at you like you have a third eye because he's a loyal Democrat for life now. And his children. It didn't matter how rainbow parade the Democrat Party got. It did not cost them the Muslim vote in this country. The only thing that has happened that hurt their Muslim vote has been the Israel-Hamas thing. They didn't want the Democrat Party taking the side of Israel. They wanted them all in on the side of Hamas, and it is hurting their electoral chances. Will they come home in November for Biden? I don't know. They're angry, and right now they're not coming home. And as we've talked about, that's the tightrope they're trying to walk. Oh, we still love you, Israel. Oh, we love you too, Hamas. That's the tightrope. All right, let's get our blood pressure up together, and then we'll bring it back down. Because we're going to talk about the spending bill. It's bad. Hang on.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And, of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.